today. You know? A heavyweight woman is Elijah David, Mr. 12-hour post-public set attorney in Congress, and other sides of 12-hour. This is March the 20th, 2024, or Vietnam 21-2028. We're going to start our first service today with prayer and then rest time. And then we're going to go into our reading our Bible today, Matthew 20. And this is going to be dealing with five parabolic calls of the Israel to work in the vineyard. There's five individual calls, starting with Moses. 1500 B.C., 3,500 years ago, he had the first call to go down to Egypt and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. Just set a type for these last days to be repeated. So in Matthew 20, it says, starting with verse 1, for the kingdom of the heaven is like unto a man that is an householder. Now there's a lot of information to think about right there to be had. It says that which went out early in the morning for the hiring of the laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Okay? And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And then he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Yahshua, son of the Yahweh, of the vineyard, saith unto his steward. And who is his steward? Well, that's his prophet that he has placed over the candlestick of Israel with inspiration. Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. Okay. So the last one that was called unto the vineyard was at the 11th hour. That's what it says so. And right here before I'm reading, it says verse 6. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, why stand you here all the day idle? They said unto him, because no man hath hired us. He said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. Okay. Now let's identify these parabolic hours, and we'll go back now to verse 1. For the kingdom of the heaven is like unto a man And this man was Moses that is talking about. He was this, that is a householder. So now Moses was hired to go down into Egypt and get the children of Israel. And so he was given the Holy Spirit, and he was given Yahshua went with him. He was given his brother Aaron to go with him so that they could accomplish the work of bringing Israel out of Egypt. So Moses was hired at the age of 80 years old. He'd been herding sheep for 40 years in the wilderness of Midian with Jethro, his father-in-law. And he married Jethro's daughter and had two sons. And so he went down with Aaron into Egypt. Moses is your householder. And it says he went parabolically, he went down early in the morning for the hiring of laborers into his vineyard. So Moses, he occupied the first vineyard. Moses occupied the first vineyard. He was told to go down into Egypt and get all his people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. And those that he could hire, they worked in his vineyard. So it says, so Moses was the first one, and Moses had a 40-year period from the time he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt until he died and resurrection went into heaven. It was 40 years later, and Joshua took his place. So Moses was the first householder. He was the first householder in Israel. And he had a vineyard, and he had a place. He had a place where they were to work. Okay. Now it says in verse 2, and when he had agreed with the laborers, or Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, and when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. So Yahshua met Moses at the burning bush and at Horeb, out there in the wilderness of Midian, and he hired him. And he said, your pay is a penny a day. He sent them into his vineyard. So, and then he went out about the third hour. Okay. Now the third hour occurred 1,500 years later at the cross with Yahshua. And Yahshua literally was the one that hired. And Yahshua was here on earth at the third hour where he was born, and when he became 30 years old, he literally went out and hired 12 apostles to work in his vineyard. And now Yahshua is in charge of his vineyard, and he has 12 apostles working in it. One of them was Judas Iscariot, turned out to be a traitor. And nevertheless, he was accepted by Yahshua as one of the 12 apostles for 3.5 years. So he went out, like I said, about the third parabolic hour, and he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. Well, who were they standing idle? The Pharisees was occupying the vineyard. And they wasn't working for heaven's kingdom at all, because they didn't believe in Yahshua to begin with. That's why they weren't working for the kingdom. So, but there was somebody there in the kingdom that were standing idle in the marketplace. And that was Yeshua and his apostles. In the marketplace. And verse 4, and said unto them, those that are standing idle, and there's the 12 apostles that he hired, the hard living, Judas Iscariot volunteered, and the disciples accepted him as a 12th. Yahshua didn't choose him, but he accepted him after the disciples warned him. And he said unto them, go ye also, his 12 apostles, into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. So now the apostles, they were hired, and then they were told to go into the vineyard, and they had somebody that was already occupying the vineyard, and who was that? The Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they won't hire nobody to come and compete with them in this kingdom of living in the kingdom. They didn't want no competitors competing with them in the kingdom. But Yahshua come along, he created the 12 apostles and hired them and told them to go into the vineyard also. Well, who was in the vineyard? The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the publicans. They were all in the vineyard. And the high priest and all them people. Okay. So now Yahshua says to the apostles, go ye also into that vineyard. And whatsoever is right, I'll pay you. But your price is a penny a day. You'll get paid whatsoever is right, according to what you're coming. Okay? Now he says that, and then it says out here, so he did this at the third, the sixth, and the ninth hour. And about the 11th hour, it says about the 11th hour. So it means about the 11th hour. He went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? So when did this 11th hour start? When did it start? This struck in 1970 in the Antitype. Okay. So I should back up and show you where he said, and he went out about the 6th hour. That occurred in 1833 with William Miller and our day. That was the time of the six-star call, and that was William Miller. The Millerite movement. It's a movement. Each one of these calls also has the word movement attached to it. Okay? And then he went out about the ninth hour, and who was that? 1844. That was Ellen G. White. And the Seventh-day Adventist answering the ninth hour call. Then he went out about the 11th hour. Okay. Now when you say about the 11th hour, you're talking about when the 11th hour is closing out and it's over with. Because you don't call anything an hour unless it's completed at 60 minutes. To that hour, otherwise you don't say, well, that's the 11th hour, and it's over, unless you have 60 minutes of it. So it went out about the 11th hour, and that took place in 2002 at Kermit, Texas. So Willis Johnson was called in 1970 at the beginning of the 11th hour. I was called at Kermit, Texas, at the end of the 11th hour. I was called to work with Willis Johnson in 1970 at the beginning of the 11th hour. And my wife also, she was there. We weren't married at that time, but she was there also in 1970 at the beginning of the 11th hour. And I was called to start my participation in the vineyard in 1970. And I accepted it, and I joined Brother Kevin Johnson. And I was with Gilead Center and my wife for 33 and a half years, from 1970 to 2003. Okay. And so we worked in the 11th hour. But guess what? We were called to continue on working in the vineyard after the 11th hour was over. But we had a judgment take place down in Turner, Texas in 2002, 2003. It was a whole year of y'all making a transition from the old guard, Brother Kevin Johnson, anatypical Esau, to anatypical Jacob, Elijah David, with a new name. And that's when I got my new Bible name, was when the transition was made from Brother W. Johnson to Denton Brunken, with a new name change, Elijah David. Brother Johnson didn't get no name change because he didn't make the transition out of the 11th hour into the 12th parabolic hour. Which brings us to John 11:9 now, where it says, Yahshua said to the disciples, are there not 12 hours in a day? Work while you have the light. Yahshua and the disciples were on their way home from a mission up north from Jerusalem. And no doubt they were getting close to home, to Jerusalem. And the sun was getting low in the sky. And the disciples were glad to be going home. And I'm sure they was all hungry about that time, too. And Yahshua, he turned left. There was a turn in the road at the 12th hour of the day. The 11th hour was over, but the sun was still up. And the disciples was used to being home by dark, and so they were traveling while the sun was still up. And so they could be home by the time the sun went down. But the 12th hour, with the sun still in the sky. And, sure, the disciples, they resisted. They said, Master, where are you going? He said, down to Judah. And he says, into the Judean area. They said, Master, the last time that you were down there, they sought to kill you. You don't need to go back down there. Yahshua says, are there not 12 hours a day? Work while you have the light. And he continued walking. And the disciples says, well, let's go with him and die with him. Oh, man, they were really optimistic. Well, if he's going to go down, let's just go with him and die with him. And Yahshua says he's going down to raise Lazarus up from the dead. And that's what he did. And it was in the 12th hour, parabolic hour. So this is who we are. We're in the 12th parabolic hour. And we were the last group of laborers called to work at the end of the 11th hour to make the transition into the 12th parabolic hour. And this is where we've been for the last 2 years. We've been and the 12th third brother Darrow. And a lot of things have taken place in this 12th third brother Darrow the last 22 years. And I'm going to start recording it, explaining to people. I had to wait till I come to the end of a 20-year period from the time that we left Kermit. That 20-year period ended in 2024. It was a period when Jacob had to flee to Laban's house, his uncle. He fled there for 20 years. He defrauded his brother Esau of his birthright. Then he had to flee for his life and go into Mesopotamia, out of the land of Canaan. He had to go there and spend 20 years. I might say it hard labor, because he worked hard to get chattel and worldly possessions. And he got 4 wives and 12 sons, and he got servants, and he got handmaidens, and he got animals by the thousand. And then he wrestled with the angel on his way back home all night, and the angel, because Jacob prevailed with the angel, and the angel blessed him, changed his name from Jacob to Israel, and gave him peace, and he healed him of all his infirmities, and he healed him of his guilt that he had for 20 years that defrauded his brother out of his birthright. So we've had to go through the same thing since we left Kermit in 2023. We had been down here 20 years. Okay. So the 20 years is up. But we're still down here. And we are in the second year of this 20-year period that has been over 2 years ago. And Lord gave me a prophecy. But while we're down here, and we're the 11th hour call laborers to work in his vineyard. Brother Johnson was not an 11th hour call laborer. He was called in 1970 at the beginning of the 11th hour, but he did not know that it was an 11th hour. Well, actually, he did know it was the 11th hour, but he never announced one time that he was called to be the servant, the labor in the 11th hour. He just took advantage of a favorable opportunity that he happened to be at the right place at the right time to fill a prophetic position of being an antithetical somebody. And that was Esau, the firstborn of Isaac and Rebekah. And I came along and was prophetically in 1970, and I was hired as an antithetical Jacob, the secondborn into Esau's kingdom, since Brother Johnson was the firstborn and he had inherited the birthright to be the progenitor of the righteous line in the Antioch, now it's Kermit, 1970-2003. And then I was called to be the antitypical spiritual twin brother of Esau. 1970-2003. It all worked out perfectly. Now, according to the parable of Matthew 20, we're going to go ahead and keep reading. And about verse 6 again, it says, "And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand you here all the day idle? Now this is who I was. And lo and behold, I was called in 1970. I was on a Sunday morning, I was sitting at my table in a town between Fort Worth and Dallas, where I had my own business, and I had this Sunday free, and I was sitting at my table and I got a telephone call, and my mother calling me. She was with some friends down in Waco, Texas, which was 100 miles away from me. And she says, I need you to come and get me. I'm down here in Waco, Texas with some friends, and I need you to come and get me. I said, well, what are you doing without your car? Well, I came down with them. I said, well, she says, you're going to come and get me and take me to your house, and then you're going to take me home. Well, I said, well, you live 350 miles from my house. Well, you're going to come and get me and take me home. I said, okay, all right, what, you know. So I went down and got my mother. While I was down there, I met this prophet, Brother Frederick Johnson, that he had created the creation, he had published the creation calendar. From 1968 to 70, he had published the creation calendar. And he was heading up the Gilead Center, the third feeding pastor for the Adventist. The time for Gilead Center was in 1970. And unbeknownst to Brother Johnson, on his creation calendar, that was at the 11th hour, at the beginning of it, not the ending of it. His calendar had formulated it all out to be at that time, and so Lewis Johnson, being the creator of it, by the help of the Holy Spirit, then he says, well, I got the calendar, let's put it in motion and set up a kingdom with it. And so he called it, I think he called it just the Kingdom of Heaven. And so anyway, but he didn't write it, he just said, I think it's, he just verbally said it. Okay, so whenever the end of the 11th hour came, Yahshua came to Kermit, the treasurer of the house at the Passover, and parabolically he asked people that was working in the vineyard. We had been working in the vineyard, his brother. But he had fired me. He had fired me and my wife and everybody. Parabolically, he had fired us. We weren't working in the Adventist vineyard anymore. And so Yahshua says, well, you stand here idle. And they say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, now this is your key, even on your time clock, on your wall, it comes at the beginning of the last hour of the daylight. And you reckon your time clock from 6 to 6. 6 in the morning begins the first hour of the day. 6 in the evening closes out the 12th hour of the day. So when 5 o'clock comes in the evening, that's called evening hour. You only have 1 hour of evening, and that's your hour, last hour of the day. That would be your 12th hour. So when Yahshua says, and when even was come, he says, Yahshua of the vineyard said unto his steward, call ye call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last until the first. Okay. Now, we're all in charge of the 12th hour. And there's going to be a call now to hire laborers into this vineyard of the 12th hour. Okay. So when the even was come of the 11th hour in 2002, not sure hired me and my wife and Alan DeLong, a guy that I had brought into the church, because he made it to the judgment down there with us. So he was hired also to work in the vineyard. So when the even was coming, closing out the 11th hour, the fermentation, Yahshua heard me and my wife and Alan DeLong, because we were the only ones signing the crime for all the abominations that had been done in fermentations at that time. So we were hired, and Yahshua used this to bring Gilead's signature clothes that brought us Johnson at the helm. So that's what we did with our hiring. That's what we accomplished. When he hired us for the fermentation, we accomplished what he hired us for. And so when the evening was come, we began our work in the 12th about his hour, because the 11th hour was over. When we got the call to make us be in charge of the vineyard, then the 11th hour was over. Brother Johnson didn't recognize the 11th hour being over, and he fought against it. And he wrote a letter casting me and my wife and Alan DeLong out of the kingdom of Gilead Center. And I reversed it upon his own head. And I said, I got a copy of the letter, and that's because I don't believe this lie. I don't have to die. Brothers will have to die for writing the lie. And sure enough, Brothers died, and I lived. So now, what's going to happen now when it comes time to call these people that worked in the 11th hour that are dead in their graves now? Well, what's going to happen? It says here, what I was reading, it says, for this, those that were called at the 11th, at the end of the 11th hour, they were told to call the laborers and give them their hire. So it's just start with the last now. So when evening was come, and the Yahshua, the vineyard, said unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. So when the evening has come on the 12th about its hour that we're in now, after we get through with the harvest, we're just entering into the beginning of the harvest for the 12th about its hour. And the first harvest will be done for that. But Yahshua is going to be here in person to lead his great army, and he's going to empower his servants of the 11th hour that made the transition to the 12th. To call their servants and give them their hire. There's going to be the power of the Holy Spirit that's going to resurrect those servants, because they're all dead and in their graves. But they got to be resurrected. Well, none of the laborers at Gilead Center made it to come from the resurrection of the just. But we have a scripture here in Daniel 12:1. It says, And I'll read it to you right quick. It says that, and at that time shall Michael stand up, a great prince will stand up for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of the trouble such as never was, since there was a nation even under that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So there's your resurrection. You're going to have the first resurrection will start with all of those that worked in the 11th hour from 1970 to 2003. We're going to have, and there was a lot of workers that came and they came and they went at the 11th hour, 1970 to 2003. I know, because I went out and I preached the truth in all the administrations that I could for 30 years or however long, from 1970 to 2003. I witnessed to the Adventist Church. Thousands and thousands I witnessed to. I mean, all over Texas, especially Texas, and all of Dallas and Fort Worth, and all the cities of Texas, Houston, and everywhere. And then I went also on missionary trips during the summer with other workers. We went all over the United States witnessing to the Adventists at their camp meetings, and all come start in Washington State, Oregon, California, there in the West. Went to the East Coast witnessing from Florida all the way to Maine. We had workers witnessing there, and all the way across the North from Maine across the border of Canada clear to Washington State. So we covered the whole United States, and some of our workers went up into Canada and witnessed her, the Adventist her. So when the resurrection comes, there's going to be a mixed resurrection of those that's converted in the 11th hour and that worked in the vineyard. And I don't know who that all was, but Yahshua knows, and he says he's going to resurrect them. There will be a mis-resurrection of all those laborers, because some apostatized after they went to work in the vineyard in the 11th hour. They apostatized, went to their grave. They got to be resurrected. There's your mixed resurrection. I'll read that again to Daniel 12. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of the trouble, which it never was, since there was a nation even at that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Okay, so when you start the resurrection, you start with the last curse and the first last, according to Matthew 20. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth, Daniel 12:2, shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So, in every one of those parabolic hours, people were called to labor in the vineyard. You're going to have the same thing with the Adventists that was called in 1844. Adventists had their run from 1844 clear up to 2003. And that's when they had the fourth movement, Matthew 20, verse 5. They were called at the ninth hour, 1844, and that ninth hour involved the 10th and the 11th hour. And when those 2 hours was over with, that was for the vineyard of the Advent, and that 11th hour ended in 2002 or 2003. So the Adventists had about 75 years as a work in the fourth movement. They come to their end with Brother Sidney Johnson, 2003, bring it to us in. So there's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be thousands that have come and joined the Adventist Church from 1844 to 2003 and worked in the vineyard. Some worked in the 10th hour and some worked in the 11th hour. And that's the only 2 hours that the Adventists had to work in, the 10th and the 11th. And so there was over 170-year press period. And there was many that came and gone and worked in the vineyard by the thousands. No doubt, many, many thousands. And some stayed with the church and some apostatized. Well, there's going to be a resurrection of both of them. Those that had agreed to work into the vineyard for a penny a day, they were judged either for eternal life. And the last laborer is called the laborer in the vineyard, Elijah David. He's commanded to call the laborers and give them their hire. And so when they are, then they come forth from their resurrection. And it says, only those whose name is found written in the book are the ones that's going to be pronounced to have eternal life. And those laborers that had their name taken out of the book are going to be then told that they don't have eternal life, that they had forfeited it. So, in Matthew 20, if you go back, so it says, so when even was come, it said, Yahshua the vineyard said unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire. And beginning from the last until the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, that was beginning the 11th hour in 1970 for Brother Fred Johnson, called Gilead Center. Gilead Center occupied the third preaching pastor for the Adventists for the last 33 and a half years of the Adventist fourth movement. So those that is called as about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first time, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the heat and the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Just not thou agree with me for a penny. So he said, you take the thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first. Those in the 12th hour now. That's the house of Jacob and the 144,000. of the purified one, and the first last. So the last shall be first, and the first or last to be called. The last ones is Moses and the children of Israel. That's going to be a good time when you call them, because Moses is in heaven. And guess what? Moses and Elijah both are in heaven and Enoch. They're all in heaven. Okay. But all of those that made it in the vineyard with Moses, they made it into the promised land with Joshua and the Ark of the Covenant back in their day. So those that made it out of the wilderness with Joshua made it into the land. And those that stayed faithful when they made it into the promised land, that's then, they had their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But there were many of those that made it into the land that apostatized and had their names taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life. That's then. So this is the job of the 12,000 people today, 144,000. We got 144,000 helpers. That's going to help review the books and determine who of their brethren is going to be have eternal life. So, as we bring, as 144,000 comes first, they're the first harvest out of the Adventist Church that was made up in the fourth movement. And they come and join the house of Israel in the fifth movement, in the 12th hour. So it's 144,000 is made up in the 11th hour, and they come forth in the 12th paragraph hour. So they got a great work to do ahead of them, and we're still looking for that paper, 144,000 to be made up. Well, it will be sometime after Donald Trump gets through purging this land of all the illegals and all of the evil that's going on in this land. It's going to take him for sure 4 years to do this stuff. But anyway, we've got some finishing touches in our lives to purify ourselves like gold tried in the fire. And I wrote this song. I've been living a long time in this world, so it seems, chasing rainbows and following dreams, fulfilling desires and striving to please myself in this world with a life filled with ease. But my Savior knows better. He knew all along. That tests and trials have helped keep me strong from the cares of this life with intense desire, and purify my soul like gold tried in the fire. So this is where we're at. We've been through the furnace of affliction, my wife and I. We're coming through it even right now. And he said, I'll afflict you no more once you come through it, like he told Jacob. When he wrestled with the angel all night, he says, you've won. You'll be afflicted no more. You get a new name change, and you get your guilt and everything taken away from you from having deceived your brother 20 years earlier of his birthright. But this is where we're at in the antitype today. So it says in verse 15 of Matthew 20, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is then I evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, and few chosen. Now this is terrible. I went through canvassing the Adventist Church for 20 solid years, and I got maybe several dozen converts over that period of time that come and join. But they came and they went. And I was personally called in 1970, My wife was personally called in 1970. And we hooked up around 1981, my wife and I. But we stayed with the truth, and we're here to this day. Then you're called, and you're a church. Lotus was the first one called in 1970 to work within the 11th hour. They're working together with his family. And not a one of them made it. And Lotus and his wife were in the grave. His mother-in-law is in his grave. Her grave. Lotus and all his children, his three sons, are dead in their graves. And his ordained son, that youngest one, that was his ordained minister for 33 years, he's dead. He died in 24. His wife died in 24. Yeah, 24. And they're all gone. And he only has his grandsons that are left. And they're not professing anything I know of. So he said, and Jesus, verse 17, and I shall going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart and the way and said unto them. Verse 18, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. Then came unto him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, what wilt thou? She said unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. But Yahshua answered and said, you know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are able. Matthew 20:23. And he saith unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given unto them for whom it is prepared of my Father. And when the ten heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brethren. But Yahshua called them unto him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them, but it shall not be so among you. Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many. And as they departed from Jerusalem, a great multitude followed him, and behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Yahshua passed by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Yahshua, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Yahshua, thou son of David." And let's back up and read verse 29 again. "And as they departed from Jericho," I said Jerusalem, "as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Yahshua passed by, cried out, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Yahshua, thou son of David.' And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Yahshua, thou son of David.' And Yahshua stood still and called them and said, 'What will ye that I shall do unto you?' They said, 'Yahshua, that our eyes may be opened.' So Yahshua had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and it made their eyes receive sight, and they followed him." Alright. That's in the parable of Matthew 20. This brings the end of our study this hour. We're going to continue now this thought in our next study. So this is part number one of the parable of Matthew 20 with the five groups of laborers working in the vineyard. Let's close now with a song.